Welcome back to another episode of
Swampy Scoopy Spooky Cast.
I ate too much burrito. I'm full now.
Yeah, it was a
welcome back to Scary Movie and Chill Podcast. I'm your co-host Bonds with the birthday boy, Mr. Charles.
He's just munching on his feet over there.
Licking his paws.
Charles!
Because he had treats and food and treats and new toys.
He's probably got leftover pig feet, pig ears on his feet.
That thing really stunk, by the way. He's 8 years young today.
That's 56.
My baby.
He's 56.
But he'll always be a baby to me. Oh. And to my left is...
Well,
all right,
Rob Zombie. It's Rob Zombie, the special guest today.
What's
new with you, Michael?
Just call me Miss.
Let's make it happy, Michael.
You remember that from UHF?
No.
When the guy cuts,
you remember so much stuff that
guy,
I do not remember.
Guy cut his thumbs off when he's trying to do some woodworking stuff. He's got blood squirting everywhere, and he's just
call me Miss. Butterfingers.
I need to watch that again because I don't remember anything.
And the blood squirting all over it because he cuts his stuff off. And Weird Al's like, whoa! It's funny. Okay. Anyways, I'll tell you, Bunny, there's a lot going
on. What's cooking? What's new?
Well, the other day, Bonnie, in my apartment at
in your hot box of farts,
7 o'clock at night.
Totally tooted up.
No. The
your post Hamburguesa helper.
We're done. Listen, you interrupt my stories.
It hurts to laugh. I'm in pain, Michael. Michael, I'm in pain.
The power popped off. Like, it was just like one of those.
Oh, yeah, you said.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, and of course, when the power goes off at nighttime, like,
scary.
It was just like, I mean, it was just pitch black in my apartment. So you go outside and, you
Michael
know, looking, just looking out and
he
just
asked
being
me for a nightlight. And
no,
I was
I
like,
didn't.
No,
done. So you go outside and you see, like, is it our building or is it our block or like just how far does this extend? And it was like the whole block went out.
This was last night.
No. This was like,
was it Monday night?
No, it was like Thursday night. It was like last week. It was like Thursday
this
or Friday.
Is old news. Monday night. Heard all those fireworks that were going off downtown.
Oh, I don't see that.
Did you see that in the news?
Yeah. No, but I'm out on the balcony, just kind of like looking and all the neighbors.
You have a balcony?
Yeah, the little walkway in front of my.
Oh.
Yeah. Act like you never been there. Rude. And so I'm standing out there and like all the neighbors are, you know, coming out and just being like, what do you like?
Who did it?
Like, what happened, you know? Because there was, like, a noise, too. It was, like, you heard, like, a big old, like, poof. And I was, like, ugh. And, like, it was, and then when we're out there, all of a sudden off to the back end where, like, I, you know, on that little, to the left of my apartment, there's, like, a little kind of alleyway where all the power lines run.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I just saw, like, blue, purple, and green, like, flash of light shoot all the way down the
aliens
thing. And then it was another like a type sound. And it was weird because
made touchdown.
No, it was the Transformers. It was the,
that was BB.
The ended up being the Transformers in the alleyway that like literally exploded.
Oh shit.
And it was weird because there's so much like power that went through there. Like I, like as that, you know, I saw the lights, like, I feel like I felt the, like, I don't know if it, I want to say like, I don't feel like I felt like the electricity, but you could feel like that, just the surge of all that like released power.
Scaly.
Or something. Cause I felt it like,
did you get electrocuted, Michael?
Yeah. Like
Michael,
I felt
did
it,
the hair stand up on your arms
no,
and in your body?
I felt it like in my chest.
Michael, did you have pill?
You're done. I'm done listening to you talk. You're fucking taking a bunch of drugs before you start this fucking shit.
I've been stone cold sober.
Anyways.
No,
so yeah, I went out and it turns out somebody had released those metal balloons and it hit on the other across the street. It hit one of those transformers. That was the first blast. And then so I think my building and the building next to me, not the new one, the other one, like when you go out my front door,
yeah,
building
yeah, yeah.
there, we must be on a different like grid. Because after the first blast, within 5 minutes, the power came back on for just our buildings. But the rest of the block was off. And then what ends up happening is all the other ones were starting to get overloaded. And so they just kept popping. So that's what the second blast was. And then our power went off again. And then a third blast, I think they blew three of them.
Jesus.
Because of just those balloons hitting that one.
And it just going to get in trouble.
I know. And I was like, good Lord. And so
everyone always says those balloons are supposed to be really bad.
They're bad all over. Yeah.
For the power lines, for the environment.
And so of course, it's one of those things where everybody's power went off. So therefore, no one had internet at home. No one had anything. So naturally, what does everybody...
What are we going to do?
Yeah. Naturally, what does everybody do?
Michael's let me go grab my socks. Ew.
It's just like a...
Gross, Michael.
Heard all over the county.
Every kid's like, what did you guys do back when there wasn't an electricity? And then everyone's dad goes and grabs their socks.
But no, everyone went outside. So we basically all the neighborhood is just like, I guess we're going to go for a walk. Because it was one of those, it was dark, but it was too early for people to go, ah, fuck it, I'll just go to bed. You know, it wasn't like a, the power popped at like 9 or 9:30. Mm. I think it was like 7:15, and I was like, fuck, if it was just a little later, that would have been awesome. But no, so I was just walking around the neighborhood, and I also wanted to kind of walk and see how far it went. Mm. And it took out like, I think it was like three full blocks.
Wow. Yeah. Big news in your neighborhood.
I know, it was crazy.
Michael.
Yeah, everyone was walking.
No one knew what to do.
Right. And everyone's, of course, then it's the first time you like meet your neighbors. You're like, where do you live? And they're like, I live in your building. You're like, well, I didn't. Or, people that, just live, I never see them, but I was like, how have I never seen you? Like, you live in the building right next to me, like where I, my open door, I can see your whole courtyard.
Oh, yeah.
And yet I've never.
Yeah,
I've never even seen you.
Talking.
Yeah, I hear you talking. I've never heard. I've never seen you at all because their parking structure is in the back. And again, around this time of year when it's like kind of warm in the day, I keep my door open because I have that security gate. And I just stand there and I look and I know they can't see me and I'm just.
Oh, Michael! God.
But
exciting.
So that was
exciting news.
It was crazy, but also there's extra, super deluxe. Fun extra
crack
news.
Socks.
Yes. More crack sock. Crack sock news.
Ew, God. You make me barf up my burrito. Oof.
I got word today, Bonnie. This unemployed sack of shit is about to be an employed sack of shit.
Aww. Where's the applause button? We had some good ones on there. You got rid of them.
No, you only have four.
We have.
But yeah, the production office starts on Monday, and then
the money drought is over. Michael is back.
Yeah, less than a month away. I'm back at it, which is great news. So a paycheck will be coming in, and
woo-hoo.
I can go back to just mindlessly spending money on Amazon.
Selling your feet pics.
Yeah. And also just like, again, it was, I've never experienced such like stress.
No more dumpster diving.
Really, like we're like, you're just like stressing out over all of this stuff.
No more
nonstop. You're done. All the stress, that you just been building up for 8 fucking months.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he's like, I talked to my boss. Like,
you don't realize how much you take on your body.
Right. But yeah, so. Everyone's just like, super excited to get back to work. But it's crazy because my friend, Wes, he's coming out to visit.
Oh, he is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the day that he arrives.
Is that your first day back?
My first day at work.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's fine though because I'll have that Monday off because Monday's a holiday. The 19th is a holiday. So that's why I'd be starting on a Friday.
What is that? President's?
Something like that.
Oh. Good job, Michael.
What's new?
Good job, Michael.
What's new with Charles? What did he do for his birthday, Bonnie?
I took him to the pet store and got him some bonies. And then I felt bad that Vivi was going to watch him get a bony and not get anything. So I got her some more of her freaking chum sticks. Her
gross.
Stinky fish chum sticks.
It's like fish gel.
Yeah, fish paste. And then we did a little walk. Oh, we went to the coffee shop this morning. They gave him a treat there. And Oh, and then when you came over, you gave him a stinky pig ear that he devoured.
He
and
loved it. I didn't know if Charles ate pig's ears.
I didn't get him a toy because clearly
he's got a thousand of them. So yeah, I got him
two giant overflowing baskets of toys.
A crispy chicken.
And then he ate some of my burrito.
He ate that. He destroyed that pig ear. Like, yeah, he got it, and he just...
He doesn't mess around with that stuff.
No, he got it and was
There's
just
not,
like...
not, like, saving for later. He just, like, devours it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he likes it.
That's what he did. We were supposed to give him a bath, but I got busy with work, and I didn't get to give him a bath today, so he's still stanky.
Yep.
But he's 8 years old. Anyways.
Is that all that's new?
With him?
Probably. Yep. Anyways, moving on.
Michael, I think you want to ask what's new.
What's new with you, Bonnie?
Well, I took a fucking boot camp class on Sunday in West Hollywood. And let me tell you, I don't think there's that many things in life that are more humbling than taking a fitness class in WeHo, in the middle of WeHo.
With the gays.
The gays, the theys, all of them.
They gays.
Are ripped and hot. And I am not. Everyone's fucking, the dudes all have like fucking 12 packs. I was telling this to my brother and he's like, I got a keg. And I was like, I don't want a keg. That's why I was at boot camp. Like, everyone's fucking ripped. Everyone's hot. Everyone looks cute. And I roll up in my Dolly Parton t-shirt and my ratty ass leggings. But it was a really fun class.
Good.
We worked on glutes, abs. What was it? Glutes, abs, and arms. And it was a pretty solid workout. We had to partner up. I partnered up with this girl that had this like butt that was out of control. I think it was real.
You
and
think
it was
so?
Massive. Just huge. And her waist was like so tiny. I was like, you're like a cartoon character.
Like, how did you get that? How'd you get that butt?
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah. That was a fun class, and then I was worried about being crippled, and sure enough, by Monday afternoon, I could hardly walk. I could hardly get up from my desk. Because we did these fucking crazy Bulgarian split squats and all these crazy exercises. So I'm kind of hurt up. I didn't go to the gym yesterday. I had to take a rest day.
You're lazy.
I felt like something else. What was I going to tell you? I always think I'm going to make notes because I think of things and then I don't make the notes. And you know, believe it or not, I haven't had any edibles in like a week or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how bad my memory is. I can't remember anything.
You can't remember shit.
Yeah, I don't remember. I guess that's it. And so, here we are.
Yeah, nobody fixed your car 20 minutes ago.
Well, I sort of was panicking because I was having an issue with I was having an issue with the battery not working again. And so I was freaking out thinking.
Your key fob.
Yeah, there's hair all over this microphone. I need to de-lint them. All I do is eat animal hair all day. And so I was freaking out, going down a spiral about like how my fucking car, there's always something. I got to do the brakes. There's something going on with the idle. And then the fucking key fob isn't working. And then I'm like, oh, I had to get my fucking wisdom tooth extracted. That's what it was. That's what kicked everything off. I had an appointment to get my wisdom tooth taken out. That I went and did that. It was fine. Just spitting up blood for like a day. And then after that, I've been okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay. I don't think I have the dry socket. Or
no, you know,
like
you know, it happens within the first couple of days, and you'd know.
Don't like I think I passed the danger zone?
Yeah,
time,
you
so
would know.
I think I'm good.
They say like you can't even, like swallow. You can't.
Oh, really?
Like they say, my dentist was saying that if you get dry socket, you won't even be able to functionally sleep.
Wow. Okay.
Because
yeah,
it hurts.
I think
it hurts
good.
That bad.
And the doctor kept saying, you're so young, you'll bounce back in no time. Like, I guess he didn't read how old I was. And I was like, okay, doc, whatever you say.
You're older than my dad.
Shut up. And then Michael came over to, like, help me go figure out what was going on with my fucking... We went to AutoZone to, like, what was it? Diagnostic?
Yeah, they ran a little diagnostic.
Anyways, that's all boring, but... we figured out that something had to... What was it? Something needed to be replaced.
Purge valve.
So Michael did it because Michael did it before on his car. So honestly, he saved me like $300 by fixing it. So
or did I? You're going to get an invoice for $6,000.
I think we're even. I'm going to put a fucking, I'm going to sew up your shirt.
Okay. She's got to
take it easy.
She's got
to. I'm going to sew up those sleeves. You won't be able to put it on.
Shrink the sleeves because my arms are like little chicken arms. She's going to take out the waist because I got a big old pillow belly.
I'm going to do some alterations, and I bought you some tacos. I think we're even
now. Script tacos. I had to find your battery. They put a battery in a dumb spot. Well, it's not really a dumb spot. It's just you got to take off all this shit just to get to the battery.
Well, the guy at AutoZone thought my battery was in my trunk, and then I thought it was in my trunk, too, because I Googled it, and it showed a fucking battery in the trunk and showed how to get to it, but that was like a BMW sedan, and I'm like, I have an SUV, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think he got confused.
Long story short, don't get a BMW. I'm learning this the hard way. I know everyone made a joke, like it's been a joke for years to not get a BMW, but you know what? They weren't joking. They were actually, they actually knew what they were talking about. I've just had thing after thing happen with this car since I got it. It's only been like 2 years, I think.
Maybe a little bit. I feel like it's been more than that. I don't know.
3 years?
I think so.
2020? It was during COVID when I got the car.
Yeah, so you're probably going on 4.
I'm not really impressed with the
what
I've had to deal with the car, unfortunately. So I was honestly considering just like maybe selling it because I'm planning to move to New York and I don't need a car there, but I'm going to put a pin in that. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, but I mean, you have more time because it's not like all that you got to do is like the brakes, which is something you got to do anyways on cars.
Yeah, because apparently the brakes constantly go out in my car, which is good to know because that's like $750.
Yeah. Money bags over here.
Yeah, not really. So, yeah. Anyways.
Good times.
So, we are going to watch. Michael's never even seen this movie.
No. And I'm a John Lithgow guy.
Are you?
I like Lithgow.
So, we just figured this. We just picked this. What is it called?
Raising Cain. Raising Cain, Brian De Palma film.
We're watching the 1992 Brian De Palma film called Raising Cain, which stars John Lithgow, who's always really good at playing
he's really good. Like, did you ever see that season of Dexter with him on it?
Yes.
It was like the
wasn't
best.
He his dad or something?
No, no, no. He was just another serial killer that like basically did what Dexter was trying to do.
I need
like,
to rewatch
He was trying to, like, he was basically like, you know, living a normal life and secretly doing these things. And like, it was, I mean, I feel like people would go as far as to say that was like the best season of that that show.
Hmm.
And he's like, yeah, he's just a really good actor that
he's
like
good
shows
at being
up.
Smarmy.
He was really good in that movie Cliffhanger.
He was, wasn't he in The Bad Son too?
I don't remember.
He's just been in good, almost every movie from
playing
my childhood.
Yeah, the bad dad from Footloose.
Oh.
Speaking of Bacon Twerks.
And you know who else is in this? Lolita Davidovich. Remember
her?
She was like a bombshell in the 90s, right?
I don't know. I don't know that name.
I feel like it.
I don't know that name.
Really? You would know if you saw her picture. Look at.
What are you showing me?
This.
You show me like a.
You don't recognize her?
Oh,
I feel like
kinda.
She was kind of like a babe back in the day and was in a lot of stuff. She's 62 years old now.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we're trying to find Valentine's Day movies because we're getting into that territory, but there isn't a lot. Honestly, I feel like that's one of the holidays with the least amount of horror films.
Which you would think.
We're missing an opportunity here, people.
You would think.
Eli Roth, if you're listening to this.
Yeah, like that movie would be, like that would be the perfect time for.
We need some more.
Valentine's
Day horror, because it really, love is a horror, if you think about it. Right, Michael?
Love is a horror?
Yeah.
Is a horror?
Horror. Love is horror. Michael, would you agree? Michael, do you agree? Michael, you agree that love is a
horror?
Horrible? Michael? Michael, I'm going to need your opinion right now. Michael, can you give it?
Well, maybe.
Isn't Brian De Palma known for being kind of pervy?
I don't know.
A little smarm?
No, he's just.
Or just like showing.
He's just a weird. Like he's like a weird.
Movie.
Like, because De Palma came up with Spielberg and Ford Coppola and George Lucas all at the same time. So, like, they were all of those guys were all on each other's sets. So, like, Spielberg helped him with Untouchables.
Oh.
And he helped George Lucas with Star Wars.
Ancestral.
Yeah.
So, the synopsis of this movie is a highly regarded child psychologist, Dr. Carter Nix, which is John Lithgow.
Hey, do you recognize that?
Pile of dirt? No.
You know that is, right?
Where?
Look at that park. No, never mind.
No? Do you?
Nah, for a second I thought it was that Griffith Park, and they just upgraded the area.
Small.
Yeah, obviously it's gonna be different from 1992, but I'm saying it looked like the same area. Like there's like a trail around there, but maybe not.
Thanks for interrupting me, Michael. A highly regarded child psychologist, Dr. Carter Nix, a.k.a. John Lithgow, has shown signs of being unstable, but he completely snaps when he discovers that his wife, Jenny, a.k.a. Lolita Davidovich, is having an affair.
That's not Lolita Davidovich. Is that her?
I don't think so. No, that's not her. Nix's mental breakdown leads to the emergence of various other personalities, including a ruthless thug and a scared little boy. Nix's descent into madness involves murder, revenge, and even the abduction of his own daughter, resulting in a suspenseful web of intrigue. It's got a 6.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
I like John Lithgow and Harry and the Hendersons.
Okay, that's the one I remember. 62% on Rotten Tomatoes. 42% on Metacritic. I never even look at that. Do you look at that?
I don't even know what that is.
Same. Director is Brian De Palma.
You think that's a hair piece?
His hair?
I think that's a hair piece. That's not his hair. That's too full for Lithgow. In the 90s. I think he was already bald in like the 80s.
He was born bald.
Yeah, I know.
Get it?
No, I don't get it. What the fuck does that even mean?
He was a baby. Babies don't have hair.
Oh my God. What a... It's, Jesus fucking Christ.
But
Do you get that? You get it? It's a joke. Because not all babies are born bald. Have you seen some of those kids that are born with rugs?
I had a freaking crazy afro when I was born. Yeah, well, like
you're born with your turtle shell haircut.
You can shut up about my high school picture, Michael, because don't get me started. I've seen pictures of you.
No, I'm not trying to say I was any better. Everybody looked bad in high school.
I've seen pictures of this curly haired freak. Yeah. They're just friends.
Okay.
Of course, he's into personality development. She kind of, this woman looks like Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, a little bit. And a little like some angles. What's that?
This was smart. He blew something in her face and she's driving.
And of course, like they.
Good Lord. Oh no, her name's Karen.
Uh-oh, what's he doing? He's doing something weird.
It's chloroform.
Oh, he's actively trying to do something. So he blew something in her eye on purpose.
What's that smell, she says.
he basically dumped an entire bottle of chloroform. Did you know...
Can you just buy chloroform?
Yeah, but did you know...
look at this. A couple of runners. A
couple of buff...
He's going to shit his pants.
Nope.
You know what he's going to do, Michael?
They look like buff New Yorkers. He's going to pretend to be kissing. He's going to pretend to be kissing her.
Speaking of buff New Yorkers... Can't believe I saw that guy that I went on a date with.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What are the odds?
This guy is... What is going on?
He's letting that horn honk for a little too long. Oh, he's going to pass out?
No, these guys are looking, and then...
Is he dreaming?
What's he going to...
Oh, his other personality is taking over. His other personality has sunglasses, a leather jacket, and a cigarette. Yeah, right. You think those guys are buying that? You left her head, her fucking forehead on that horn blaring for 20 minutes.
And then your kid just saw this. It's weird.
What's the game plan after you fucking chloroform her? You think you remember, like, right before you get chloroformed?
Wait, I wonder if it was chloroform. Because he's saying that she's dead.
And the kids aren't waking. He's got two kids in the back seat of the car. I feel like we're in the middle of the movie. Is this really the beginning?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know what I heard is that when you chloroform someone, that it's not as quick as the movies. You can't just put it up. They're like, you literally need to be like inhaling it for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Huh.
So you don't just like put it over and then they take a couple of breaths and then they pass out. Like they're like, the reason why chloroform will never really work is because they're literally going to have to, like, it takes a lot.
We've been lied to all along.
Yep. Just like typical movies. People think.
So he had basically, his wife hasn't set him off. He's just fucked up.
Yeah.
He's always been fucked up. I've always been fascinated by that. The personality disorders. Speaking of which, my therapist, we were talking about my stepdad and she's like, you know, obviously can't diagnose anyone, but he could be this or he could be that. And I'm like, sounds about right.
Yep.
By the way, I cut all that talk out of the last episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Sort of went on a tangent about my stepdad, but I felt like it wasn't my place to talk about my brother.
Oh, his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his business. What are they going to do with their body, Michael?
Jeez.
They're going to throw our body in the river.
He's going to kill it. It's so funny how they like.
I love it. There's smoke. He's smoking a cigarette in a car with the windows rolled up with two kids in the back.
Well, it's his personality. So it's not really. The kids aren't really seeing the smoke. But it's weird, like, that he just, like, chloroforms his friend, and then he's basically got to go kill her.
The whole thing was, like, completely unnecessary because she was disagreeing with him. He did that.
Right. Well, I think that's part of the crazy. I'll tell you what, though.
No, Michael. This is the first part of being a man.
This is the first
Can't
movie.
Can't handle
this
a woman
first
talking back.
Shut your fucking mouth.
See what
this
I mean?
This is the first movie where whatever, like, they get right into it. All the other movies that we watch, it's always like the first like 20, 30 minutes that all of a sudden you're like
slow warm up.
And then all of a sudden, like this one, it was just like, it happened so fast that even you were like, is this the fucking beginning? Like, what's going on here? Did we accidentally jump?
I felt like it, because a lot of times I've watched a movie and not finished it. And then if I go to watch it again, it'll like pick up.
Oh.
That's Lolita Davidovich.
Yeah, she looks somewhat recognizable, but I don't know what else she's been in. What else
she
even been in?
She kind of was like really hot in the 90s, so like.
She had that big hair. And she looked exotic. She has an exotic look.
I don't know if she's exotic.
She looks like a lion.
Because of her hair, Michael?
Yeah.
Lions aren't that exotic, Michael.
Look at that. Her butt's practically hanging out and the big hair.
Anyways, I was looking up the filming locations.
He's like, butt stuff.
Okay, Michael.
Butt stuff.
Can you guess where this was filmed?
San Francisco.
Wow. Southern San Francisco Peninsula in the California communities of Mountain View, Los Altos, Palo Alto, Menlo Park, and Woodside, which is one of the most expensive places to live in California. Did you know that, Michael?
Nope.
Look at this.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Whoa.
Looking right up a bee hole.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's going to fuck her.
He just murdered and now he wants
now
to.
Now he's going to fucking plug it up.
Murder something else.
Are we going to see Lithgow Ween?
In the words of Amanda Bynes.
Are we going to see
vagina?
Lithgow Wieners?
Heck no. Yikes. Take it easy. He's going in for boobage. Those two aren't a believable couple. And the kid ruined it. Kid ruined
fucking
it.
Fucking bitch. This stupid fucking kid.
He's going to chloroform.
Yeah, he's
going to
fucking
kid.
Knock his kid out so he can go back up and just fucking bang the hell out of his wife while his kid's knocked out on drugs. What?
The kid
wasn't doing nothing.
Is it in his head?
No, because she saw it too.
Oh,
he fucking left
it's
his...
that kid.
Oh, his. Oh, that's not his kid. That was her kid.
Got it.
Weird.
What's he gonna do with that rando kid?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Is the girl still in the car? You think, or did he drop her in the river?
I don't understand. What a weird. Shut up. That's such a like a 90s, like I feel like there's a cadence that every dad, like they went to some sort of like dad school and they're like, all right, when you tell your kid to shut up, it's shut up.
He's taking the kid to a motel.
Oh, somebody's already in that motel. Oh.
He just gets up and leaves his wife. He's like, hold on one second. There's this other personality.
Could you imagine if De Palma wanted to do this movie now with the technology that we have to basically, you know, have actors interact with themselves? You know, obviously.
I mean, this isn't bad.
No, it's not bad. It's just like they're obviously limited to basically cutting back and forth. And I mean, it could be a choice that he doesn't want to show them together because they're not together, right? They're separate things.
True. Oh, he's dead.
Wait, is it his dad or is
it?
He's
got Danny issues.
I mean, he's clearly an old man.
Oh, it's not his. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's like, is it, you know, he's clearly old. It's funny because this guy looks like John Lithgow now with gray hair.
That's funny. Oh my God, the ceiling in this hotel room reminds me of this apartment that I looked at on Zillow in New York. It's like there's a gap in between, like the wall stops. It doesn't go all the way to the ceiling. So it was like that for the bathroom.
Ooh.
So the bathroom wasn't like completely sealed up. Oh, so just imagine.
You go in there thinking that like, and then it's just like blowing it.
And like the smell comes out the top of the bathroom.
We all know that the smells you make in there are too heavy to go that high,
Michael.
Bonnie.
Not on this vegetarian diet, Michael.
Oh, you're right. It's probably even heavier.
Yeah, I've seen some real doozies of apartments.
It's so crazy. I was just talking to someone about that of like, there's so many times that you see like, you just assume from the outside, like, oh, you know, these houses look fine or these apartment buildings look fine. But it's like when you start getting into it on like Zillow and stuff, you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with people? What are these terrible fucking designs?
Terrible layouts. You know?
Yeah. The layouts are absolutely fucking horrible. And it's just like these closed off little rooms. You're like, what the fuck is this room even supposed to be?
Yeah. Some of them are just, you know,
from like 100 years ago.
Fit a mattress.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my buddy in Utah who does that, like his house was like that. Like there was no such thing as like a master bedroom because it was just like, there's two bedrooms.
Also, you're not supposed to call it
whatever.
Supposed to say primary.
Oh my God. Well, it is a master bedroom. And there wasn't one.
Primary bedroom, Michael.
More.
Oh, look. This. Oh, actually, this is considered a Valentine's Day horror movie.
Because of the heart.
Because it's
the Valentine's Day sale.
Oh, look at those camcorders.
Oh, yeah. With the thing where they're like, yeah, look at the.
You know what I was looking up?
Remember you used to do that stuff?
Digital cameras. I think I'm going to buy one.
Why?
So I can use it when I go to New York.
Why?
Because it's retro. Michael.
Why?
Michael, it's retro.
Like
no, but I found this one.
No, not a film one. Like an old just digital camera.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Remember back in the day? I mean, I remember always taking pictures on it and then uploading the pictures to MySpace.
I know. I remember. Yeah. That, like someone
actually,
got one
photo
once.
Bucket. Do you remember Photo Bucket? I always used to edit my pics on Photo Bucket.
Someone used to get those and like, or because they were small and it was like, it was like cameras were on phones, but they weren't like that good yet. And so everyone
was before then.
But I remember, I remember in the early 2000, like 2004, 2005, people had like these killer fucking small, like digital cameras. And like, you know, people would just take them out everywhere because I feel like that was a lot more fun than using your phone.
Yeah.
You know,
I found this one apartment that had, so in the kitchen, there was a shower. Right next to the refrigerator.
Oh, God.
And then the toilet was in a little, like, broom closet.
Your sink doubled
like,
as a toilet.
It was like rub-a-dub-dub as your pasta's cooking on the stove.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that's...
This is when his wife meets...
That's the guy from Scarface.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played the Scarface's, like, best friend. He's the guy that was having sex with his sister and he killed him.
Oof. She's hot for that guy. Look at her face. Unrequited.
Oh, she's going to be fucking that guy. So De Palma just like gets this guy to be in movies to just like fuck chicks, dude. He just like hires this actor to fucking plow, dude.
How many times have you seen him do that?
Well, he did it in Scarface. He fucked Pacino's sister in the movie. And then now clearly this guy's using a funeral to win her over.
In a props, mister. He's crying. Ooh, and an 80s trench coat.
I was going to say, that trench coat
is
extra trenchy.
80s or 90s?
92, you said. Oh, he left his...
How convenient. He left his hotel room keys.
What happened to that other little kid? Did he just drop that other kid off and just like leave him at the hotel?
With his, in quotes, dad.
I wonder...
Ugh. That guy's so unattractive, though.
Lithgow?
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems like just a... One of those guys where it's like, It's not that he's like unattractive.
No, he's unattractive.
But he's not attractive. He's just gonna look at this clock. That second hand's not even moving.
Oh, she's buying that guy a gift? Inappropriate.
She's gonna set this alarm on there and she'll be like, when this alarm goes off, I'm gonna fucking...
It's time to grab your socks.
I'm gonna close my eyes and open my mouth. And you put whatever you want in there. And he's gonna be like shoving his...
All right, Michael. You always gotta take it too far. Oh, Carell and I are gonna get together this weekend.
Oh. Gals night out.
She's like, your dry January is almost over. I was telling my
January 31st at midnight, she's like, glug, 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 glug.
No, the 31st is my brother's birthday, and he's like, I'm having a drink on my birthday. And I'm like, there's 31 days in January, dry January, not 30. He's like, it's my birthday. I'm like, you can drink anytime.
So that night, when the clock hits midnight, yeah.
Wait until midnight.
Well, that's always the, you know, I will say, that's the excuse that a lot of people always use for, like, when their birthday, like, it was one of those things where people are like,
How many other times have you had a drink on your birthday? Like, almost every other time. Who cares?
Right. Well, that's what they're saying. It's like, people always use that as an excuse that, well, I'm not going to go to the gym because it's my birthday and this. And they're like, that's like the first step to ruining any type of, like, routine that you've developed is by treating holidays and your birthdays as anything separate. And if, like, your birthday happens to fall on, like, the... Like your rest day or something, that's fine. But like, don't change things just because, you know, it's your birthday. So
I thought he was going to be starfished on the bed.
Yeah, he's spread his butt cheeks all spread open. And he just said, I hope you brought enough spit.
Ew. Michael. Uncalled for.
Because he's going to be talking about getting her to spit on his
pee-hole. Oh, he's bringing another girl.
Also... You're leaving his present in?
No, who looks in drawers in hotel rooms?
I mean, I do when I first get in there. Why not?
You would.
Why wouldn't you look in there to see if anything is left over?
Is that the woman again? She lived? No.
No, that's a different woman. This is a different person.
She's probably looking for that girl. No? Oh, never mind.
Yeah. She looks familiar. She looks real mousy.
Mousy. Once an attorney said that I was mousy. He said that I reminded him of the receptionist at Ghostbusters.
Oh, this lady, the reason why I say she looks mousy is because she's got like a small face in her, she looks like mouse. That's why I call people mousy. Hmm. If somebody called me mousy, I'd be like, as in I look like a mouse? Oh, so that was her ex, I see.
Yeah.
She didn't recognize that wasn't her kid's voice. Her kid is old enough to talk, and she didn't realize that wasn't her own child talking.
Michael, relax.
And you couldn't tell that the kid was in the garage and not like, I don't know, that's weird. She's a bad parent.
Okay.
She's a bad mom.
Mr. Trenchcoat.
Oh, my God. Maybe we should do it together. High five.
Let's tag team like my neighbors.
Let's daisy chain butts.
Daisy chain butts? What the fuck, Michael?
It's weird because this is also like, you know, the more movies I watched like in the 90s, it was like a time where it was like.
Daisy like, chain butts? The fuck does that mean, I Michael? Don't know. Daisy chain.
Where, like, people.
Explain yourself.
People were just like attractive in movies. Where nowadays it's like, if you're like an attractive guy in a movie, you also have to be like in insanely good shape. You know?
Always,
but you're definitely not
like hot dads.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're like, this guy's supposed to be like the hunk, right? Like, so that when she's like, "Ooh, he's looking really good." Nowadays, it would be like those guys that are like clearly chiseled and just like in really good shape. But like back in the 90s, it was just like, no, he's like Richard Gere was never like shredded out of his mind. Richard Gere was just like, "Eh, yeah, he goes to the gym, he does some push-ups."
Oh my God, remember that you one know? Movie when they showed his wang? Remember that one movie we saw?
No, we didn't see. I didn't see.
Oh,
it.
Gigolo, I didn't see it with you. I
American
saw it, but
Gigolo, right?
Yeah, full side
dong.
It was a dong.
But you know what I mean? It's just so funny
get
how
get it on in the park. Look at
it's just so funny how under the shirt, over the bra, dry humping
right in the fucking park.
Are they just rubbing junks? Oh nope. Oh.
And somebody's watching. Somebody's watching.
It was a dream.
Was it Michael?
Look at that lion's mane. She woke up going, rawr.
I think that was definitely a look. Remember Julia Roberts' hair?
You know, it was like either women that had just like a lot of hair, like thick hair, would just make it massive, like Julia Roberts or, you know, like Annie McDowell. And like, it was just always as big as it could be, like a natural look, not like a teased look.
I was listening to the, not the latest episode, but one of the more recent episodes of Celebrity Memoir Book Club. They were reviewing John Stamos's memoir. He's kind of a trash person.
Some of those guys, for sure, I bet.
Really? Like the shit they were talking, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe, he's like a shell of a person. Like, I feel like he doesn't have a soul, that guy. Yee. They were talking, like, basically his book was just going over his conquests and...
Well, but that's like, what? Like, would you expect anything different from him?
I mean, not every, all the memoirs they read, like, there's so many people that are like, that don't talk like that. And he was just, he's just always been really obsessed with being famous.
Yeah, I can see that.
And getting all the shit that comes along with being famous.
That makes sense.
And just kind of like a soulless person. Like, he didn't get along with Bob Saget when he started fucking Full House. He didn't like him. He didn't like Dave Coulier.
But
and he was trying to be a funny guy, and he was so pissed off. He got the twins fired. John Stamos got the twins fired from the show, but like when they were working on the pilot, because he was like, they're upstaging me, blah, blah, blah. He was so insecure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got to read his book.
Nah.
Now I kind of want to read it after, even though they've gone over it. Nah. I sometimes will still do that. Like when they did Matthew McConaughey's book, I went and read it anyways.
I like McConaughey's book.
And I liked also, they did gave you, like a scathing review of...
they didn't like McConaughey's book?
No. I didn't say that.
Oh, you made they it sound just, like you're listing off books that they hated. And
No.
Oh,
like okay. Sometimes, even though they talk about the book, I'll go listen do it myself anyways.
McConaughey, like, you should get the audiobook if he narrates it.
Who's the guy from Friends that just died?
Chandler.
Okay. His book.
Matthew
like,
Perry.
They were like, they had a scathing review of his book because it was just like, they're just kind of like against how like, well, their take on it, I should say.
Uh-oh. She gave him the wrong.
What?
She gave she swapped. She gave him the wrong present.
Girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know that place.
There, it was just kind of like, they were talking about, like, it was like he thought he could have married, like, all these women, like, if he just would have been more present or something, and it's not, and it was like, very much like, it was all up to him. And like not giving the women any choice in the matter in like his relationships.
Oh, right.
You know, but when I read it, I didn't get that impression. I just was like really, it just was really sad. Like,
yeah, so it's always weird how sometimes
from girl to girl to girl to girl and literally like couldn't be alone. Like that was his whole problem. His whole life. He could never be alone.
It's weird how people like read into that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like where they, you know, they always like kind of like you put your personal things on it where it's like, they're probably in that point. Like,
well,
I mean, because
it's
just like
anyone,
a broad, it's like a broad strokes
and you
of
get
a,
your own.
Right. Where he's like, you know, it. I could have married this person. I could have married this person. Like, you don't know. Maybe it was up to the women. It's like, yeah, but also you don't know that they weren't having those conversations about being married. And then he decided against it. It's a leftover pig ear.
What the fuck?
Oh my God. Look at that face.
Is that his sister? She's a doctor.
That was just the funniest face. Wes makes that face all the time.
Oh my God.
Wes makes that face all the time. Just the laying down, chin dug in, blank stare.
Anyways.
You read Chandler Bing's and you didn't think it was like that.
I mean.
But they just, some people just, again, this is the way their brains work.
Again, it's just kind of sad because he just, all he could talk about was all like the failed relationships and he just could never fully like, be his full self,
right?
Well, see, I think that's what people like, don't so much shit going on internally,
and that's
and,
what people don't realize. I think sometimes they think that like, what well, it's a lot of the other person. It's like, no, but you also like, I know, like in like past relationships, like I know that like who the problem was.
Me. Okay, everyone,
you know what I mean? Like where it's like I knew what I was doing. You know, it's like I knew where I was, and I wasn't ever gonna like. It would get to a certain point where I was like, oh, it's gonna have to go to this next thing, and I'm not wanting to go there. So like, I knew I was the one that was like going to ruin it to get it to end. You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of people don't have that self-awareness.
Right. Well, I mean, I didn't at that time.
Oh.
It's one of those when you look back. Again, if I were writing a memoir, I'd look back at these past relationships and you'd go, oh, I was the problem. Mm. You know, and where so people are like, well, what makes you think it's about you? And it's like, because this person that I was with, I could tell liked me, and I shut down and backed out. You know, like, that's how I know it was, like, it was up to me. It wasn't up to them. You know, like, when, if you look back at certain things like that, you, I did decide the, you know, how things went.
She just showed up in his hotel room with a trench coat on and nothing on underneath. She knew what she was doing.
No, she went to go swap the, she I snuck know, in.
But she's, like, naked underneath her fucking coat.
Is she naked, really?
Maybe she has a nightgown on. No, but his book was so sad because it's like he never made the connection. It took him like until he got into his 50s to figure out why he was like what was fueling his addiction. Like he, all the rehabs that he'd gone to, he never made that mental connection as to like why he needed substances to get through life.
Oh, right.
Like it's crazy to me. He spent so much money on rehab and like no one was like, it's like it took him so long to make that. It's crazy. No, it's sad. Weird. He went so long in his life, like not.
What's so what's sad is like both therapy. Both Perry brothers died early.
He had a brother?
Luke Perry.
That wasn't his brother.
Yeah, it is.
Luke Perry was Matthew Perry's brother?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. They were brothers.
Why did he not mention him in his book?
It ain't about his fucking brother.
Because he went on and on and on about his mom. You know his mom was like the press secretary to Trudeau?
Oh.
Yeah. Because they're Canadian.
Oh.
She like, and then she worked.
Wait, Trudeau's dad.
All the time. Huh?
Trudeau's dad. Trudeau's dad was a prime minister.
I don't fucking know. He just said Trudeau.
Yeah, Trudeau's dad. There's no way his mom would be, his mom's probably dead.
No, his mom's alive. His mom God. Married. This is graphic.
She is just she's having so many like nightmares. But anyways, no, it was probably Trudeau's dad. Because Trudeau's dad was prime minister like back in the like 70s or something. But yeah, Matthew Perry.
Luke. No, she married the guy from Dateline. Keith Morrison.
Oh. Luke Perry, Matthew Perry, brother.
They're not brothers.
Are you looking it up? And what does it say?
Luke Perry was born in Mansfield, Ohio. Older brother Thomas Perry and younger sister what? Amy Coder.
How are they? Who told? I could have sworn they were brothers.
Somebody lied to you.
Oh my God. A lot of people knew that though.
Oh, Willie Morrison. He has a brother from his stepdad. He's like, he has a half brother. Yeah, because he never mentioned having a sibling until like his mom got remarried and then he had siblings.
That's weird.
Someone lied to you, Michael. That's a really good book, though. I would read it if you're interested or listen to the audio because he does it in his voice. Yeah.
I got so many books in my things.
That was a good one. John Stamos sounds like completely like a trash. I mean, the fact that he got the girl, like he started a whole thing because he wasn't getting enough laughs. And Bob Saget was an actual comedian.
Right.
Who should have been getting the laughs, too. And so I'm like, what is your
That's
deal, bro?
That's why Saget
like
went to do America's Funniest Home Videos.
He started out on, like, soaps. He didn't even start out as a comedian. Is he killing her?
Yeah.
Sorry, this movie is going fast.
I'm not going to say that I'm confused because we're chatting. I'm going to be confused because I can't tell what is a dream and what's real.
She's had some gnarly dreams, but what wasn't a dream was fucking that guy in the park and fucking that guy in his hotel room. And now her husband choked her.
Oh, he saw her.
Yeah.
So we're going back. So he's seen that. So again, him killing her right now could be
real.
Maybe.
Remember her?
Oh, from 90210. Yeah.
Andrea.
Speaking of Luke Perry, he was in 90210.
I know that.
I don't know why.
Every time they were brothers.
Somebody told me that, and I was always like, "Well, that's weird because like they don't look anything. It's not
because they're not
well,
related.
Even like the Quaid brothers don't look anything alike. Dennis Quaid and Randy Quaid.
Well, one's hotter than the other.
Yeah, one's a better. It's funny. There's the attractive one.
He is wearing like a wig or something, right?
Yeah, you can tell it's a little weird.
They're getting it on.
They're doing weird, just like high school making out,
heavy petting,
where it's just like like open mouth kissing where she's just moaning into his mouth and he's just rubbing her back.
That's how they do it, Michael. You didn't know that?
He's kissing her belly. Weird. She's just standing there in a park and he's kissing her belly.
That escalated quickly. Oh, that's why she got the clocks, because they're Valentine's gifts.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting a stupid fucking clock for Valentine's Day?
What the fuck am I going to do with a clock?
I know. Or especially like a small little clock that's like a...
You know what I was like thinking about? Getting a new Fitbit, maybe. I don't even know where mine is. I put it somewhere. I can't find it. I took Charles on after my boot camp class. It stopped raining. So I'm like, now's the time to take him on a long walk. We did 7 miles.
Yikes.
We walked all the way down to 8th. All the way down to 8th, Michael. You know that's far? And they were filming something. They had all the fucking streets shut down. We had to keep crossing the sidewalk because they were filming outside and like inside of a parking lot. I don't know what it was. I always want to ask, but then I always feel like that's probably annoying to the people.
Nah, I mean, they'll just likely lie to you. You got to find some like... unknowing nerd.
Like it was PA. Down by, you know, where the harp, that harbor building is on Crenshaw and Crenshaw and Wilshire.
No.
That massive building. Which there used to be a mansion there. It was called the Sunset Mansion. Actually, that just randomly popped up on Instagram. There used to be a mansion there. I think Getty owned it or something.
Sounds about right.
And he let his like ex-wife or something live there, and then he got tired of her living there, so then he like demolished it and built an office building, and then he sold it to the city of Los Angeles, and then they turned it into like city offices or something, city office building. Which is so weird how that popped up.
Rich people just giving things to a city.
Well, they sold it. He didn't give it to him.
Still.
I love it. This woman's like shaking her baby and smoking a cigarette. That's how you did it back then.
And chewing gum.
Who chews gum and smokes a cigarette? It's gnarly.
And hold your cigarette while she's going.
You should and you can just hear all blow the smoke into the baby's face.
The baby does not like it. Back
Charles,
in the day.
You know that old Russian lady that's in the neighborhood that likes Charles, their friends?
Uh-huh.
He just does not like it when she smokes.
Yeah,
he gets all like snorty and huffy puffy with it.
He's trying to quit.
Oh, is that woman's body still?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so weird that like, oh no, he's gonna put her in the back of that guy's.
Oh, the jack or what? Yeah, that kid didn't say that.
Yeah.
That kid's wearing
a
wig.
Weird. That was a weird little kid.
That was his conscience trying to come through. Whoa, I'm on an 18-day streak on Duolingo, Michael.
You know, I'm on an 822-day streak.
What can you say in
smorkadorkin? You know, I was thinking about it today. I can order
meatballs. Get out of
a coffee.
Phoebe. God, she's really in everyone's business today. Everyone's wearing trench coats in this.
Dude, that's
movie.
What it was. Early 90s, man. Trench coats in San Fran, you know? You need to stay warm. You got to stay dry.
You got
to
stay dry.
Oh, and then he's
going to
put the bloody.
Oh, they're doing it again? Or no?
No, they never stopped. Oh, that's what she saw.
Yeah.
So now he's killing his wife. They weren't even like doing it. She had all her clothes on.
Oh, he was just flashing back for why he's.
Oh, and she's dead.
Why he murdered.
I guess.
So it's 3 people now?
Yeah, like. It's so bizarre that like. I don't know. It's just like everybody dies so fast. Oh, okay. He's just pushing his car into a fucking pond.
Okay. The body's in the car and the car's in the water. The water, Michael.
What's weird that it's just like rolling in so easily from
I'm trying to think of what other movies De Palma
What do you mean? What you're trying to think of? What other movies he did? Carrie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Scarface.
The body is floating in the car.
And the sun's coming up.
Wow, he's kind of hot.
Also, what are you freaking out about? Trying to get out of the car. It's not even like sinking.
People panic, Michael.
Right, but like, once the car is like fully submerged, you wait. Isn't that what they tell you to do? Is like certain times, like you let the car fill up first before you.
He's done a lot of movies.
Before you try to get out of it.
What, he did Scarface?
Yes, that's what I was saying earlier.
Michael, you know I don't listen to what.
This guy here was in Scarface and was Pacino's bud. And
I heard
has,
you say that, but I didn't hear oh you my say God. That De Palma made Scarface.
Yeah, I said De Palma only hires this guy to fuck other dudes.
Michael, no one
gals.
Heard you say that.
Oh my God. You're going to go back and edit this and be like, oh,
I took out my belt.
Oh, he's going to hear the, oh, that's what it is. That's how she gets him to open a thing. Well, see what I'm saying? This guy's not like in shape. He's just like not fat. You know how it was back in the day? People were just skinny.
All these movies are on here and then he's not showing Carrie. Carrie doesn't come
That was
up.
His first movie. Well, his first like bigger movie. He directed it. De Palma. Oh my God.
He's naked.
Yeah, he's straight, real naked.
Show me some buns.
Bonnie wants to see some.
I want to see some buns.
Some apple sacks.
Ew, Michael. You literally have to ruin everything, Michael.
He's literally going to set that buzzer off on his nutsack. Oh my God. A clock.
Wasn't that the wrong one?
No, it's the right one. Because that's what she set the alarm. Must have some sort of sentimental. I think it does. I think he was talking about that clock. Uh-oh, he's going to go there at 2 o'clock and realize that she's not there.
A Valentine's Day pick.
Michael. You know, for the 90s, that's not a bad wig. You know?
I guess.
I mean, usually.
Michael, what are some of the things that you've done on Valentine's Day?
Usually nothing, because I'm always alone on Valentine's Day. But when I was in high school, my senior year, I bought a rose for all the girls that were in my homeroom. And I gave all of them a rose. And so, no, I mean, there's only, like 9 girls in my homeroom, so it was actually cheaper than buying a dozen. But yeah, I gave them all one. And it was really nice because it apparently like word got around. And so some people like in my later classes were like, oh, you got like roses for like all the girls in your homeroom. And I was like, yeah, I did. And I mean, if I was truly money bags, I would have gotten a rose for every girl that was in all of my classes that day. Oh, he's trying to pin it on.
Yeah, he is.
The guy who likes to just kiss bellies with shirts on. Why is everybody on the phone talking to each other through windows?
Lithgow thinks he's so smart.
He is.
Is he? Thanks for nothing.
Who's this guy standing in the hallway,
cops,
like dragging? Look at that phone cord. He's dragging it all the way from the fucking thing. He's like, I'm going to leave this desk. I'm just going to stand in the hallway.
That reminds me of the phone that we had when I was growing up in our kitchen. The cord was so long.
Yeah. Oh, I told you, like,
we could like walk into the living room and then walk into a bedroom.
The way that you know, we did it was our phone was on the wall in our kitchen, but it was long enough that you would walk all the way through the front door. You could go to the front door and you'd stand outside. So if you wanted to have like a private conversation, you would literally go stand outside with the cord on the phone. And you just know who is on the phone because you'd come down the stairs and you just see the phone cord just going all the way down the front like hallway.
Oh my God.
Oh, this guy's like the I think this is a like his daughter's missing.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh. Was it his dad?
Hmm.
His dad was a serial
killer.
Oh,
that guy. That guy is in who is this guy? This guy in the middle here. What's he been in?
Greg Henry is Lieutenant Terry.
Hmm. He looks familiar.
Tom Bauer is Sergeant Cully. James Van Harper is young detective.
Maybe. Interesting. That's why he was standing in the middle of the hallway, because he was on the phone with this guy with his half-buttoned vest and his belly hanging out the bottom.
That's what you wear when you get to be old, Michael. That's what you have to look forward to.
I can't wait.
Why don't you just do it right now? Get your grandpa sweater game on.
That's what I'm doing.
Lolita Davidovich is a Canadian film and television actress.
What?
Best known for portraying Blaze Starr in the 1989 film Blaze.
What? She was on a TV show, I think.
She was in Adventures in Babysitting, one of my favorite movies.
Ha! That's what it was. She played the mom, right? Or the friend.
I don't remember. She played Luann. She was in Three's Company.
This lady's wearing a wig.
She was in Monk. The L Word.
Maybe I saw her in Monk.
Curb Your Enthusiasm also.
Maybe that's where I saw her from.
You know, True Romance is going to play at the Beverly.
Yeah, I saw that.
I kind of want to go see that. He wrote that.
Quentin Tarantino, he did that movie. You know?
Oh, wait. I don't think I knew that. I just like the movie. But I kind of want to go see that.
Is it a midnight showing? When?
Wait, did he write it? Or
yeah, no, he wrote it, yeah. And then I think Tony Scott maybe directed it.
If it's not his movie, then it's not at midnight. I think it's playing for like the whole weekend. It's like 3 days of showing. I really want to go to the Vista too, because I saw
he owns that too.
I know. I saw someone post it on Instagram. The interior looks so cool, and he's got some costumes on display from movies.
Oh,
they're showing E.T. on Saturday.
Meh. This lady's wig is weird. Not a good wig.
Yeah, her hair's too dark for how old.
Yeah, she's clearly like, well, it's early 90s, so she could easily be 55 years old right there. And
no, she's
you know, back then, your 50s looked like that. It looked like that in the 50s.
Oh, they're showing Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, Bonnie and Clyde in True Romance. Double feature. A True Romance is at 9:50.
Weird.
I've never seen Bonnie and Clyde.
Really? It's long. I mean, it's all right.
What is it? 2 hours? 3 hours?
I don't know. I feel like some of those old movies are hard to watch because they're just so talky. This is a really talky movie.
Okay, so is that woman, she's a nurse?
No, she's a doctor.
Oh, she's talking about his personality.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They don't believe her because she's a woman. Imagine that.
Yeah, right. They do.
That's why they're making hand gestures behind her back.
No, it's because she's just talking stream of consciousness.
One of my coworkers is going back to school to be a therapist.
Oh.
And she thinks she can do paralegal work and be a therapist at the same time. And I'm like, that's ambitious.
Don't you know that you're going to get a lot of therapy work living in California?
I thought about doing that years ago when I got away from Kevin. That's a lot of school, though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of school.
I feel like also it's a lot to sit there and listen to everybody's problems all day.
Yeah, it can be a tool. Most therapists have their own therapist.
Well, yeah, I feel like they kind of have to.
Because mine told me that she talks to one, too, yeah. Also.
I mean, that way you're not, like, taking on, you know.
It's crazy the parallels that we have in our lives.
You and your therapist?
Yeah. It's kinda,
you're both named Bonnie.
No, it's kind of crazy that we ended up working together because of our, just, like, how similar our upbringings are.
Uh-huh.
Like the relationship she had with her dad and is like very comparable to mine. Like the whole family dynamic of like her feeling like she was responsible for her brother, me feeling like I was responsible for my brother after right. My mom died. Like, yeah, it's crazy. Because when I was telling her some stuff, she's like, you know, I can't, like, she's like really good about like, I guess it just depends on who you talk to. Sometimes people, I guess some therapists will share more about their
right,
background.
Yeah. Sometimes they're just,
she's like,
yeah.
I really don't want to get, you know, too much into it, but I just want to let you know that I really, I can identify with everything that you're talking about because I have like a similar dynamic or a similar situation in my life.
Oof.
Interesting. Is that his wife?
Yeah, well.
Oh, from the... Oh, no.
Oh, they're going to see this goofy expression, I bet. That's ridiculous. That's not his... Oh, that's the...
That's the first woman he killed? Yo. Why would she look like that, though? What did he do?
Why would? How would she end up dying like that? That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life.
Last we knew,
this bad haircut. Look at this girl with this bad, like, weird... That's like a...
She's got a bad perm. Leave her alone. Oh, this guy.
Oh.
He's got quart.
Yep.
Everyone thinks he's a pervert.
Also, if you didn't notice that shot with that, when they were talking to that doctor woman, that was all one shot. Oh. They didn't cut. Wanted for homicide. That guy's not Caucasian. That guy's... I think he's like Israeli.
Oh my God,
in real life,
Michael! Have you watched that one of the newer docuseries on Netflix called American Nightmare?
No, I've heard about it. I don't know that I'm going to be able to. I've heard it's about like cops being dickheads.
Well, yeah, but I mean the story is wild. The story when you first hear when it's first laid out, you're like, "Ain't no way this is real," and then it's like, "No, it really did happen." Like the whole story of like what. How
right.
The events.
I mean, I eventually
it
guess
seems
I'll check
very
it out.
Unbelievable. It's just infuriating that the cops didn't want to believe the woman when she was telling them exactly what happened. But you know, typical right. Men not listening to women.
Cops.
Typical
cops.
I saw some pigs today, and I was just like, "Donut shops that way. What are you doing over here?" Oh, speaking of donuts, I tried that Holy Grail donut place.
Uh huh.
That's in, on the main street in Larchmont.
Uh-huh.
I think they're made of like taro. I think they're gluten-free donuts. I got two of them and I inhaled them. They're really good. On Sunday after my boot camp class. I deserved a reward.
Of course, I bet.
Michael, I deserved a reward.
So maybe that was his dad.
You think his dad is still alive?
Yeah.
Just living in a hotel, skeezy hotel? You know, he
okay, so...
He didn't have to kill anybody, really. He just, it's like he did it for fun. Oh, he just saw his wife on his CCTV.
Which is also, it's so funny that CCTV is like, you know, nowadays, like everyone has like small little monitors that basically take up no room. And back then that is literally like a 12-inch fucking TV. It's like, this is, you have to make room for this television in the bedroom.
He just threw a cigarette on the bed.
Who gives a shit? He's got to go re-kill his wife.
So she survived. Do you think she survived
know.
Or was it a hallucination?
I think there's so many things in this movie I can't tell like what's dreaming half
Michael
the time.
Doesn't do well with
my brain. You know what? You know what I think is happening? It's making me really nervous. Is like I think the ringing in my ears seems to be getting like worse. And they're saying that like it is like it's the reason why you probably don't sleep well when you have ringing in your ear. And it also apparently eventually the longer it goes on, the more it like affects your memory.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the connection there? Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because it's also like, it's probably like overstimulation with your brain. Cause it like, basically your brain is only hearing a ringing. Even when you're asleep, you hear ringing. What?
Holy shit. She sliced his wrist.
It's gotta be a hallucination.
Hell
it's
yeah.
gotta be a hallucination.
No, it's real. Wait, is it? Oh my God. This is getting real good.
Oh my God. So that was his dad. Good Lord.
He's losing it.
Yeah.
He's had a psychotic break. Was she cleaned up? His dad faked his death.
Maybe.
These guys are real nonchalant.
Yeah, the classic 90s guy was like, I'm not impressed by anything. This guy's got multiple personalities and orders. Tried
this
to kill his wife, framed this guy.
I don't know if it's true.
Yep.
Man,
he's talking, to ghosts and it says his dad's 11 in a hotel room. I've seen it a million times. How did they believe that this guy, like, wasn't the murderer? I mean, because they literally had all the evidence in the world. Who the fuck
Look
is
that
guy in the background? Like, why would you choose that guy to walk around in the background? That guy looked like a Cuban like gangster from the 50s.
Wow, his outfit.
He had like a zoot suit on. What the fuck?
This is great.
The fact that, like, that like, guy walked around in the background and they're all sitting in Video Village and they go, yeah, that's not distracting.
This reminds me of when Trisha Paytas went through a season of saying that she like self-diagnosed that she had DID, dissociative identity disorder, and she had alters, which is like different personalities. And then she did a video where she switched.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so bad. She got ripped apart for that.
It's so crazy. I feel like that's like a huge, like,
it's so offensive.
I don't know that it's like necessarily a problem, but it's like there's so many people out there now that like listen to so many like podcasts about things and all this other stuff that they just literally self-diagnose themselves these things because they like kind of, why kind of do that? I must have this. And you're like, well, no, some of these, like, let me show you what somebody that really has that disorder, let me show you what their problems really look like.
She was told that she had, that she could be bipolar and something else. So I guess she just was like,
let's go with that.
Well, maybe it's this. But it was just so...
Yeah, people think it like bipolar doesn't mean you have two different personalities. It's like, you know, it's not like...
What borderline BPD is borderline personality disorder. I think she was told that she could have that. She thought she was schizophrenic for a while. She said she had auditory hallucinations. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah, she's...
And somebody married her? Good Lord.
And they're going to have a second baby.
Yeah. Good Lord. Those people that sit there like, why can't I find somebody? Like, well, I mean, if she found someone, good Lord.
I don't want anybody.
I mean, basically people, here's a laundry list of all the hardcore mental problems I could have. Would you like to live with me forever? Uh-oh, he's going to, oh, look at that corduroy shirt. What's up?
Oh, does he have a weapon?
I wouldn't mind having a corduroy shirt. I think I had.
Oh, it's a bobby pin.
I will say there's one thing about this movie that we haven't seen in any other movie is this movie has had its foot on the gas the entire fucking time.
I appreciate that.
Right, that it is just full throttle. Just
we
like,
haven't
let's
been
go.
Narrating too much what's been going on because it's just like
it's just it's it, it,
we're
we can't
going
do,
90 miles an hour.
I mean, I don't want to say that there's slow things. It's definitely like downtime stuff.
Oh, now he's a kid. He's the kid personality. Yeah, her wig is really bad. Bumsy. Oh, I blew
Bumsy's
through.
Bumsy's the dad. That
I watched the latest season of Love on the Spectrum. That was really good. Did you ever watch any of those?
No, I'm not going to.
That was good.
I don't.
It's like more people need to act like these people are when they're dating because they're very like to the point, blunt. They don't play games. They're just like, yeah, I'm not feeling this. Like one of the guys. One of the guys, what is his name? Connor, I think his name is. He goes to his first ever speed dating event. Mm-hmm. He's in his 30s. He has autism. He lives with his family. He's got two siblings. And he like feels left out because his siblings have significant others. And he wants to date. He wants to find someone. So he finally goes to a speed dating event. And he's just there with his paper. And, you know, they give you a paper with the names. And then it's like you check whether yes or no. And then you write the reason yes or no. Why not?
Uh-huh.
Or why? And as the person is in front of him talking, he just checks the box no. And then he's like, I forget what he writes. And then he's like, okay, goodbye. And then the person gets up from the table. And then the director's like, or the producer is like, are you checking the boxes when the people are in front of you? You're checking no when they're in front of you? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, is that bad?
Oh my God.
It's so funny just how like they're just so honest and straightforward. Right.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's like the part of the things like they don't understand like social cues and like the things that like as humans you do to kind of like
felt bad about
like,
it, but he
navigate
didn't know.
Through society.
He was
yeah.
just being honest.
Yeah, well, because it's like that's like, the whole point is like it's like stunted growth because it's like how like kids are like kids.
But it's crazy.
Kids don't
to me,
like they're just like why is this? And they're like no, we don't.
I forget where I heard it, but it's like. The amount of people that have autism these days is like it's just it's getting higher, the like the percentage of people that have autism and also what is it ADHD and anxiety, and it's got to be because of the fucking the pollutants that the amount of pollutants.
I mean, well, and also, like, it's, you know, nowadays
in our
kids,
food and our air, like, everything. There's,
I mean, it's, it, I mean, I would say it's everything because it's like,
is nobody making that connection?
Well, and also, it's probably stunting the way, like, the study of, you know, some kid that's 2 years old and they're like crying, and the parents are like, fuck it, here, look at the iPad. And then they're just like put in front of screens for, you know.
Screens affect.
Well, I mean, that's why. Well, if you look at like the rise of like anxiety and this and this and this, it's like what like, people have like, you know, unlimited access to things. Like there's, you know, I mean, like young kids are exposed to things that probably none of us were exposed to until way later in life because they can just easily, like, you know, there's no real parental controls on certain things, you know, like. Like you go to some websites, like, are you 18? You're like, yes. They're like, all right, that's fine. But you know what I mean? I think it's, there's a reason why, you know, people don't talk to each other anymore. And it's like, there's just,
yeah, there's a growing disconnect because of all the technology that we have. People are more lonely.
Yep.
And when you're disconnected, it's easier to do fucked up shit to people and just be mean, awful.
Right. Well, yeah. And that's like, there's just,
like, I saw this woman posted a TikTok that was like, he chose me, not you, Catherine. And it was just like a slideshow of like her picture and then the picture of apparently Catherine, who her boyfriend didn't pick. And I was like, this is gross. Why would you ever post this?
Well, no, it's because also now it's just like the growing need for people to have like social media validation and like going viral and doing these things and people actively like, like when you see things that are being filmed, you're like, stop. Why does everybody have to like, film
their inside
everything? Right.
Have
to
be outside.
Right. And that's the thing is everyone, like, it's this whole thing of like, now everyone kind of has to like outdo each other for like, you know, whatever the, you know, everyone's always trying to play like this. Like, yeah, it's just like a constant, like one upping through social media and all this other stuff. And it's just like, oh my God,
he's going to do something to this doctor.
He's going
to
rip her wig off.
No, he's going to. Oh, he headbutted her. It's like I watched this this podcast. They're on YouTube. It's called Do We Know Them? And they were talking about this TikToker that recently got exposed for, or she went, I guess she kind of exposed herself. She went on a podcast and talked about how she lied about having sickle cell anemia because she panicked because she got a BBL. But so in 2018, she got a BBL. She was 20 years old. Apparently, she was an influencer, had a pretty large following on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And because she got the BBL, she was off the internet for 3 days. And then she's like, in those 3 days, I kept getting all these messages of like, where are you? What's going on? Where have you been? Only 3 days she was off the internet and couldn't handle the people asking her. So she made up a lie saying she had sickle cell anemia. And that is why she was off the internet. Like, 3 days you couldn't be on the internet for three fucking days.
A lot of the time, too,
you had to make up a lie.
And everything now, like, the thing is, like, I think I'm hoping that more people are starting to like see through that kind of stuff. Where, like, you know, people will like post, like, I was just talking to somebody the other day about like everything that people will say is like fact now are like anecdotes that they read on the internet. So it's like, you know, it's like people saying, well, you know, To further prove their point of some sort of, you know, from their point of view of a story or like a politics or, you know, something like, well, didn't you hear that this one thing happened, yada, yada, yada. And you're like,
well,
you're not valid. You're
collects
not
facts to support their own narrative. And
right.
Life,
and well, so. And it, but the thing is like, they're just using like a story that someone posted on the internet as a, well, didn't you know this? And it's like, you know,
I don't know about you, but if I see something that's like, I always go to
well,
Google.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying is like most people have like don't like do that kind of stuff anymore where it's like nowadays it's like, or, you know, for me, like certain things you go, that doesn't seem right. And then you start looking into and you're like, nope, not that. You know, and it's just like also just the way that like things. Oh, he stole her wig.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she had to be wearing a wig. Well, so that's like the thing too, is like I was somebody had pointed out, they're like, this is the problem with like how like news articles and things are, where like they have this picture of a guy and it says this guy served like 36 years in prison for stealing $9, and everyone's like, that's outrageous, blah 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 blah, and they're
no one reads beyond the headline.
But
That's been a problem for a while.
Right, you go, so look, but like, look into this. This guy, the reason why he served 38 years is he is a repeat offender. He beat the guy so badly. The guy spent like months in the hospital, like in a coma.
Yeah.
And like, he has done this time and time and time again.
People not fully reading.
And so all of a sudden you're like, oh, so and what it was is the story headline should have been repeat offender assaulted. You're right. Assaulted someone. And, you know, all for $9.
For a reason.
Right, exactly.
It's to get clicks, and it's just, it's to get,
and the media is
subscriptions.
Like, hopefully everything is like starting to. Oh, what's
that lady had a big old badonk.
Oh, no. No. Oh, shit.
She has pit hair, too. Look at all that pit hair.
That?
Did you see all her pit hair?
Uh-uh.
She had more hair in armpits than she did on her head.
That old lady was knocked the
had
fuck
a gooey,
out, and then all of a sudden,
wispy,
all of a sudden,
head.
We go up these legs, which look fairly young and toned,
big bedonk,
just a big old round butt, and you know, you're like, okay, I can see some underwear through there, and then all of a sudden, it gets to the top, and you just see this fucking wispy, bald old lady.
Then Michael sucked deflated.
No. It was like,
ew,
and then.
You're scaring Charles. You make these noises and he gets all
uppity.
But all these people are standing around. This and Lithgow is 6'5".
Yeah, I know, right?
In a wig and a trench coat.
Also, she
nobody's
doesn't...
looking, and he's sauntering. Is he taking?
Oh, there's a cell phone back then. Early '90s.
Well, yeah, they had the cars, the phones in the cars, right?
I suppose. Remember? So. I followed Waldheim here. This old lady who's 6'5". It's really weird. It's also, that's your fucking husband. You don't recognize, like, the shape? Remember back in the day, the Jeep Cherokees with the wooden the paneling? Look at that. That's like, that's Harry and the Hendersons all over the place.
That's a Wagoneer, right? No?
Nah, well, I mean, similar, yeah.
I used to want a car like that when I was
I know,
high
I thought
school.
They were so fucking cool.
You know, that's one thing I always wanted when I was in my 20s. I wanted a fucking Toyota 4Runner so bad. I like test drove one at one point. I'm like, why didn't I ever go test drive one when I was looking for a car?
Which what car?
A Toyota 4Runner.
You know why you didn't? Because those cars are like $60,000 now.
She's in the elevator with Lithgow in the wig.
Yeah.
Does she have a weapon?
When I was young,
she's got a knife.
I think I was When I was like, I don't remember how old I was. I must have been like 12 or so. I don't know what year. Oh, the dad is alive. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what year it was. Whatever the first year that Mazda Miatas came out. Like back then, I was like, oh my god, these cars are so cool. I remember like, I cut one out of a newspaper clipping because there's like a big art, like a write up on them because they had just come out. And I thought they were so cool. And then by the time I was like getting out of high school, they already became like lame girl cars. And
well,
like,
it's never
get,
too
and,
late
like,
to get a
gay
girl
guy
car.
Cars. Like, he was like, it took over like that. And I was like, oh man, these used to be cool.
They're fun. Little. She dropped the knife.
Well, yeah, because it's her daughter.
She needs a weapon to protect herself.
You know what's crazy? He looks
6'3" psychos.
He looks like Winston Churchill. And he played Winston Churchill in The Crown. Why does his accent keep changing?
Right?
What?
Because he faked his death.
Right, but...
Oh, what little
but
girl.
I don't understand. I don't understand who is she talking to.
It's his dad.
No. Oh, he faked it. So he did fake his death.
Yeah. And then her husband is dressed like the woman doctor in the
right.
fucking elevator.
These weird, bad, drunk acting.
Did you watch Old Dads yet?
No.
Oh, Steph Tolov has a camera.
I know.
Oh, those guys remind me
oh,
of her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right, yeah.
She's like fucking eating a burrito outside motel room.
Yeah, that's weird.
Uh-oh. Something's going to happen with that sundial. And the cops just showed up.
That car right there, that was the very first car I ever owned.
Really?
It was that, except it was light blue. So it's basically the same car I have now, except fucking 30 years older. It's a 77 Caprice Classic.
They don't make them like they used to.
No, I mean, that car, you want to talk about, like, that car didn't have, it was analog everything. Like, it was like, you know, you had a dial radio, and you'd tune it in, and what you'd have to do is there's like six buttons. Mm-hmm. You'd have to pull the button out, tune it, and you'd push it all the way
to
in.
To save?
To save it, yeah. It was weird.
I had, like, my mom had a Oldsmobile Cutlass Calais, and then when she died, my stepdad let me use it, but wouldn't give it to me, of course, unless I gave him too much money for it. So I ended up not getting it.
It's crazy.
It.
I was like, yeah, it's your mom's car, but you have to buy it from me.
It's my stepdad.
Yeah.
But it was like, it had two doors, and it was like that. You had the dial. But I think only the AM radio would work.
Oh, wow. Unfortunately. The R's, yeah, I mean, my car now has that where there's no antenna. The antenna is built into, it was built into the front windshield.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, the back windshield.
Shit's going down.
Yeah. Oh, because there's all those kids. He's going to kill his dad.
Okay, Carter's killing his dad. He's hanging the baby over the balcony.
So the dad was getting him to steal the kids.
The kid just got...
That kid would... He's going to get impaled. He's going to save the kid and end up dying.
Wow.
Wow, that was pretty intense. I will say that...
A lot of shit happening at one time.
De Palma's pretty good at that kind of stuff. This reminds me of the staircase scene from Untouchables. Remember the baby's falling down the stair. Remember that the stroller going down the thing during the shootout?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, Bonnie?
Nope.
Oh my God. Untouchables, you want to talk about like he got the composer did like the most intense like score for that movie that like every little thing was like
cars getting away.
Yeah. Now that's weird. I've never seen a woman that's 6'5 before, barefoot.
Walking in the rain.
Hey, all the kids are... So a lot is getting solved here.
Okay.
She's summing it up for us.
Yep.
But the fact that, like, so he was, like, keeping those kids, like, on purpose, that's why he killed the lady in the beginning, was to bring, because his dad is doing all that research.
Okay.
Oh, that's why he was going to get rid of Carter.
On the run.
He was going to get Carter. Like the dad was going to turn Carter in because he gave him all these kids again. Because remember they were saying his dad was like arrested for buying kids. Amy. Oh, you terrible mother.
There goes her kid.
And there goes that bunny. She left the bunny right there. Yep. Look at that. She didn't even, again, back
her
to the beginning.
Her husband is a psychopath and he's on the loose and she's not paying attention to her daughter at the park.
Well, yeah, she's the same one that didn't recognize that it wasn't her daughter's voice calling from her bedroom. It was a little boy's voice calling from the garage. And she's like, oh, it's our little kid. It's a weird glow filter. This park looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. I wouldn't mind like if there was like a hike or something there. Right?
I'll Google it.
Look at these steps. And you get this little like.
It reminds me of this. Like,
it's like a heavily wooded forest area.
There's a canyon by my old apartment in San Diego that was like that, had hidden staircases. But also a lot of hobos living in it.
He also doesn't even make a attractive woman. You know, it's like one of those woman. Like, oh, maybe if you just put some rouge and a lipstick and...
And they never made a sequel to this.
Wow.
He got away with it.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's a very... A harsh ending.
Michael, did you think?
I'd say probably a 3.
Heck yeah.
There's a lot going on. Like
that was a wild ride.
That was a lot happening. And the thing I just never like about like thriller or scary movie endings is that they're just like, it feels like such a like a cop out. You know, it's like such a let's do this and leave it hanging so that maybe they're like the intentional leaving room for a sequel, or if there is no sequel, then it gives them something to talk about at the end. It's like, just fucking have a real ending.
He got away with it.
Well, no, but she's like, daddy's here. And then, but like they're insinuating that he's going to kill her again.
Insinuating that he's going to kill
the wife.
Oh,
and take the kid. Yeah. Because the creepy look, you know, from behind there. So, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. That stuff always bothers me. Where it's like, just give it an ending and then be creative with the writing of a sequel if you want
to
do one.
Well, Michael, if you want to go to that playground, it is Shoop Park off University Avenue, south of Burke Road, just to the west of G5, the Foothill Expressway in Los Altos.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to go.
I looked it up. But that was a wild ride. I forgot how fast it moves.
Yeah, I will say that's the one thing I really appreciate. Again, the fact that within the first 5 minutes, he's already like, you're dead.
Yeah, that was great storytelling, a great pace.
I mean, it's not a great pace. I mean, it was literally like gas, pedal,
all gas,
down.
No brakes.
Yeah, all gas, literally no brakes.
I'd say
no
it
brakes.
Was three also.
Yeah, I mean, there's like...
It would have gotten a 4 for me if they would have showed that guy's buns.
Yeah, you know... surprisingly,
we need
no boobage,
no boobs.
It could have got a real solid 4
no boobs,
if we saw.
No buns,
if,
no
you know, there's
wing.
A couple of there's a couple of babes in there. I wouldn't mind seeing some old
Lolitas.
You know, right? So we see a you know a butthole daisy chain.
Oh God, what the fuck is a daisy chain? Why do you
do you know what
that?
A daisy chain is?
No, that's why I'm asking you.
Oh, I thought you knew what a daisy chain was. So if you daisy chain something, so. It'd be like
it's one of your weird socks.
No, it's like you have to use a bunch of small things and you connect them together to make a long thing. So like it'd be the equivalent of going, oh, that plug over there is the only plug, but I want this lamp to be here. So you take a small little so you'd plug the power strip into that, and then you plug something into that, and then you plug something into that. So you keep plugging all these things, and you daisy chaining it together.
Did you make that up?
No, it's real. Look it up.
Where did you hear that?
You can look it up. As I was saying, I don't know how you daisy chain.
So how do you daisy chain your butts together?
I don't know. Unless it's like human centipede stuff, you know, where it's just like you just kind of like.
Did you ever
make
see Gabby Lamb when she dressed up as human centipede?
No.
She just had blow up dolls attached to her butt.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
There's that Key and Peele skit where the one guy's like, "Hey, I know you," and he's like, "Nope, we don't." And he's like, "Yeah. We were together on the human centipede thing," and he's like, "No, we weren't." And then the one guy's like, "Yeah, you know, I really miss you guys. Of course, you miss these guys. You didn't have your mouth sewn to somebody's butt. You were the front." And it was like a human centipede reunion, and the one guy who was in the middle was like the most like, "No, I don't know you," and he's like, "Yeah, man."
That's funny.
It's like really hilarious.
When you don't want someone to remember you.
So, but yeah, right. I give it three. It's, I mean, it's worth the watch if you're looking for a full throttle movie.
Yeah, if you're looking for some Valentine's Day.
I will say, and I think Lithgow really did a good job with like the multiple personality. I feel like it's hard to do without it coming off as being, you know, one character, you know, one's a little too much. I mean, yeah, one of them was a little like over the top, but for the most part, it seemed like.
Also, he's good at playing bad guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, he's good at playing like that, like the Carter character, like the, like, oh, geez, like the guy that's just too scared to do something. You know, like it's one or the other where he's just kind of like a. He's also really funny. And remember Third Rock from the Sun? He was hilarious on that show.
Yeah.
He's really good. Like, he's just a really good actor, guys.
Yeah, really well-rounded actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine someone else doing that role.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
As good as him.
From that time period.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who could pull that off. That was a good that was a good solid choice.
All right.
Till next,
next
week.
It is Valentine's Day horror.
Yep.
Horror
on Charles.
On Charles's 8th birthday.
Yep.
Oh.
And he slept through it. His head's hanging off.
But he'll be up in 1 second.
Yep. He's zonked out. Alrighty. And on that, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Come on.
All right, next week.